Well, what was your worst experience there? Did you have one?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, I think it was, there was an end of the year party that a bunch of the faculty and seniors that were getting ready to graduate from the art school decided to throw at this motel down, I believe it might have been a Holiday Inn on Cortland or someplace like that. I'm not really sure. There was a
an art school? One got busted?
Yeah, he's asking me the worst thing that happened. And there was a bunch of us were there, and we were underage, and 21 was not, I mean, I guess 21 was legal, but we weren't 21 then. I mean,
18 was legal.
There was
we
a period
were
of time when 18 was legal. Mm-hmm. And, but I don't think we, well, we had to be 18. I'm
you remember
not sure.
Why we got busted?
I can't tell you what the circumstances were, but.
I do. You remember why we got busted? There were vice cops watching hookers in the hotel. I noticed there were a lot of drunk teenagers down there, and they just couldn't tolerate that either, so. It was a hotel right down there by.
How were they supposed to get the hookers to pay them off if they're drunken teenagers around?
I know. Well, see, what? It was that hotel right down there by. Oh, my God, what's the place? That club. The first strip club I remember.
The Zebra?
No, but like that. Down, I mean, the building's still. Domino Lounge, down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Down there by the Domino.
Mm-hmm. Well. Even though that, again, didn't occur directly on the strip,
yeah.
It was tied in with it in this way. Those narcs that came and busted that party and took everybody there to jail. But they had the paddy wagons in, and they lined them up.
Put
everybody in the paddy wagons and took us off to jail. Everybody, the faculty, Greco,
all the students.
Wagner, Clover, I guess, was there. I'm not sure about that part of it, but and then Gregory, Fred Gregory. These are teachers there at the school, and then all the students just took us off to jail, booked us in. Dean Reeves, in the middle of the night, bailed everybody out.
He had to put up his house and a property.
His
bond.
Home, put up a property bond to get everybody out of jail, and then it was in the paper the next morning. And well, of course, I didn't come home that night.
I didn't either.
I was living at home, but I didn't come home, and my mom was working, and when I finally got home, of course, she'd already gone to work. Phone rings. Buggy? What in the world was going on last night? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, she opened up the paper and read the story in the paper about this big bust, this big awful bust where there was pot and underage drinking and hookers and all this stuff going on down in Midtown. And of course the paper made a big story out of it. And she reads this in the paper, and I played innocent and stupid on the whole thing. But what made that bad was that several months later, there was a time when the narco squad in Atlanta was checking everybody out. They drove cars that were about the color of your blue jeans, and they had a certain kind of license plate. And they had a, you could tell, you know, I don't remember, it's like, they had a certain prefix on the numbers. On the plate, and they were all the same. And some of them were tan, like that color of that box, and some of them were sort of blue. And they roamed all over Midtown, and you'd see them parked, and you'd see them creeping along and everything. Well, me and Joe and some other people were on our way home from school walking through the park one day, and back then you could drive through the park.
Yeah.
And we were stopped by one of these guys, and they stopped us, and then they were looking at our ID and everything, and this cop says,
they recognize
you. Art students, aren't you? And I looked up at that guy. I looked up at that guy and I says, well, I thought I was a big drug dealer. What do you mean? Yes, right back in his face, you know. I thought I was a bad drug dealer. What do you mean?
And he's according to the newspaper.
And then, of course, they couldn't do anything to us because we were clean, but they were harassing us.
Right.
And they knew us. They recognized us from that other place.
And let you know, and we know who you are.
Well, at that time, probably
we know,
the whole
we know
life
who
squad
you are.
Atlanta was six guys.
Yeah.
We know who you are, and we're in, yeah, we know where you're going and all that stuff.
That's funny.
Thinking back on it, I guess that was about the worst thing. Waking up that morning and finding out the church in Buckhead had been burned was probably the worst thing of all. And that was Buckhead. That wasn't the Strip.
Right.
But everything that led up to that had some connection with either something that happened,
yeah,
something about the Strip, the people, the places, the whatever. It was all the same.
Yeah, I think they all tend to run together.